The Great American Race begins in Buffalo this Saturday. It's an event tourism officials maintain will leave behind an economic impact of at least $1.2 million. In 2012, the Great American Race worked its way through Buffalo, and the excitement generated encouraged officials to pursue another opportunity. That chance, of course, is Saturday when the participants make their way to the starting line at the Buffalo Transportation Pierce Arrow Museum. And for more, I spoke with the museum's founder and executive director, James Sandoro.
Well, it's the first time we've ever had the starting line, which, as you may have heard, is very prestigious. This commemorates a Buffalo event where the Thomas Flyer in 1908 went around the world and beat the Germans, the French, the Italians. And it's never been duplicated, and it's something we're known around the world for, not only the Pierce Arrow, but the Thomas Flyer car.
These cars that have been here already in the city, have you had a chance to look at some of them, and any of them stand out to you?
I haven't had time, and they're scattered around, but we'll get to see them Saturday morning. A lot of people call and ask us about the route and so forth. They can't tell us because it's part of the competition. So we don't get to know where they are at any one time other than Saturday morning from about 7:30 in the morning until they start the race at 10:30. At 10:30, they leave 1 minute, so they'll be going out all the way through about 1 o'clock.
That most certainly will make for an interesting race. What else do you know about the race?
Yeah, it's a timed event. It's not a race, you know, each person races each other. They will all go out and try to win different competitions every day. They can win 1,000 or 2,000, it depends, you know.
And there's talk about the economic impact of this on Western New York. Is that something that you can understand or appreciate? Or
well, I appreciate it for a lot of reasons. One is I'm on the Visit Buffalo Niagara board, and this is exactly the type of events that we want to bring to Buffalo, is fresh money from all over the country. Actually, we got, I think, six teams from Japan, Germany, England, plus all around the United States. And it's a very, very eclectic group of people from all walks of life. And this is their dream. Some of it's on their bucket list to do the great race. And luckily for us, it's starting here.
And then finally, just about the, like you said, this eclectic group of people that are participating. I mean, can you give us some insight into some of them? Do you know any of these individuals?
Some are from museum owners in different parts of the country to, Hagerty Insurance is one of the big sponsors. So all their folks are here. Hemmings Motor News, which is the Bible of antique cars. They're here. So there'll be different displays of these nationally known people. And, just all walks of life, you know, from regular working guys to, you know, multimillionaires.
All right. Jim Sandoro of the Buffalo Transportation Pierce Arrow Museum, thanks very much for your time. You can see a photo gallery of some of the 150 classic cars competing in the Great American Race at WBFO.org. They are scheduled to make stops in Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, and New Brunswick. The winning driver will claim $50,000 of a total purse of $150,000. For WBFO News, I'm Jay Moran.